Digital Photography Tips from the Top Floor, show number 49, August 22nd, 2005.
Podcasting for the digital photographer. This is Tips from the Top Floor. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to Digital Photography Tips from the Top Floor, show number 49. And today's show features some listener email, the end of the self-portrait contest, and a new super cool giveaway. First, for the self-portrait contest. Yes, it's closed as of now. And the winner is... well, you'll have to wait for another one or two days. The pictures are posted in the gallery. You can find the link in the show notes, and the jury is doing their voting as we speak. Members of the jury are my friend Franklin McMain, Stephen George, who I had on one of the previous shows, and myself, and we should be done with the voting in about one or two days, and then I'll announce the winner of the iPod Shuffle. And here's some listener email and feedback. Bob Anderson wrote an email to ask a question about the different quality modes on his 5-megapixel Olympus digital camera, but the answer applies to other brands too. He asks, super high quality has the same megapixels as high quality, yet of course it has a much bigger file size and hence far fewer pixels can be taken on my memory card. Can you please explain why that is? How would super high quality and high quality differ? If I use super high quality, can I expect to get a better picture when I enlarge it? And here's the answer. Well, if you leave your digital camera out of the RAW or TIFF modes that some of them have, the picture is saved in the so-called JPEG format. One characteristic of that format is that it is a so-called lossy compression, which means that in order to make the file size of your image as small as possible, it will lose some of the information. How much information is dropped during saving the image eventually decides the size of the resulting file. By choosing a mode on your camera that has the same amount of pixels but saves them to a smaller file, you will therefore sacrifice some image quality by telling the camera that it should apply more compression to the files. How much the amount of compression influences your picture highly depends on how you will use the resulting image in the end. If you downsize the image to be used on the web, for example, a higher compression usually doesn't hurt much. However, if you want to get the best quality in making bigger enlargements of your images, you might be better off using the highest possible image quality. Try the following experiment. Put your camera on a tripod or a flat surface and take the same picture twice, once with the higher compression and once with the lower compression. Then in your image editing software, zoom in to 200% of the original size on both images and do a side-by-side comparison. Is there much of a difference? If yes, using the higher quality setting might be the right way to go. And especially with the fact that memory cards have really come down in price quite a lot over the last years and months even, I would personally rather buy an additional card or a bigger one instead of saving images at lower quality. Another interesting question came in through the Tips from the Top Floor forum. Photo Art asks a question about the camera's ISO setting and what it actually does to the image. Well, I always found it easy to understand if compared to your HiFi system at home. A higher ISO number on your camera basically means you turn up the volume of the camera, just not in terms of sound, but in terms of light. So the higher you turn up the ISO, the more amplification of light you will get. This means brighter images, or in acoustic terms, the sound will get louder. Be careful trying this at home, but here's an experiment. Turn up the volume on your stereo really high without playing a CD or a tape or anything else. Do you notice the noise from your speakers increasing? It's about the same with your digital camera. If you pump up the ISO, it means more noise in your image. However, it's entirely a matter of taste if you like the noise or not. On many of the pictures taken in lower light situations, you won't be able to avoid going to a high ISO and therefore adding some noise. But then, many people have become used to a grainy look on their images and therefore grain can actually add quite a bit of believability to an image. And if you want to check back, in show number 19, I was actually adding noise to an image artificially in order to increase its authentic feel. And now for the iOmega Rev Drive giveaway. As I mentioned in the last show, I've received a free iOmega Rev Drive to give away on the show. The Rev is a 35GB drive that you can use to back up your images and other stuff on your computer as well. It features removable media that are, I guess, smaller than 3.5-inch floppy disks, but still hold 35GB or more, depending on how much compression you can get out of your files during backup. And here's how you can win the drive. Simply sign up on the new Tips from the Top Floor forum and post an introduction about yourself in the listeners area. That's all. And when I'm back in October, the winner will be drawn from all forum members who posted an intro. And the drive will be sent to the winner. Alright, and that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. As usual, the website is at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Post your feedback and comments in the forum or send me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Unfortunately, chances are that I'll have to skip the Wednesday show this week for all the other things that are going on right now, but I'll definitely be back on Friday with show number 50 and another great surprise for you all. This was Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the top floor at Tübingen, Southern Germany. Hope you'll have a great weekend. Happy, happy shooting!